This is Shimon Newbort with Hilchos Eruvin, Chapter 3. This chapter contains 25 halachas, and it deals with cases where there are two courtyards that are adjoining, and there is some sort of passage between one and the other, and we discuss under what circumstances they are considered two separate courtyards and have to make a separate Eruv for each, and in what case are they considered the same courtyard, and they can make one single Eruv and carry everywhere, even between the two courtyards. Halacha Aleph, Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, if we have a window in the common wall between two courtyards, Im Yesh Bo Arba Tfachim Al Arba Tfachim Al Yoyser Al Zeh, if the size of this window is four hand breadths by four hand breadths, or more than that, and it was low down within 10 hand breadths of the ground, it need not be entirely below 10 hand breadths, even if the whole window was more than 10 hand breadths high, and a little bit, the bottom part, was within 10 hand breadths, or the entire window was within 10 handbreadths, and only the upper end was above 10 handbreadths. Nevertheless, such a window, it can be conveniently used for walking in and out between one courtyard and the other. If the inhabitants of the two courtyards desire to make one Eruv together, harishuz biyadam, they are permitted to do so, beyosu kechotze achas, and they will be considered one courtyard, v'yitaltalu mizulazu, and they may carry from one to the other on Shabbos, v'yimrotzu, and if they desire, ma'arvim shnei Eruvim, they make two separate Eruvim, eilu la'atzmam ve'eilu la'atzmam. This courtyard makes their own Eruv, and this courtyard makes their own Eruv. V'hoya ha'chaloin pochas mi'arpo, if the window is less than four hand breadths, or the window was entirely more than 10 hand breadths above the ground, then it's not convenient to go in and out from one to the other, and therefore they are two separate courtyards, and they have to make two separate Eruvs. This courtyard by themselves, and the other courtyard by themselves. Halacha Beis, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when do these rules apply, that if the window is less than four handbreadths wide or is more than 10 handbreadths high, you cannot consider the two to be one? B'chaloin shebein shtei chatzeres, if it's a window in the common wall between two courtyards, aval shebein shnei botim, but if it's a window in the common wall between two houses, afilu hoya lemaila me'asara, even if it's more than 10 handbreadths high, v'chein chaloin shebein bayis la'aliyah, or if we have a window between the lower story and the upper story of a house, if they wish, they can make one Eruv between the tenant of the upper story and the tenant of the lower story, or between the owner of one house and the owner of the other house. Even though there is no ladder here to climb up to the window, nevertheless, since these are private houses, people can do what they want there. They can go in and out, and therefore they can consider it as one house and make one Eruv if they desire. But it must have a width of 4 by 4 handbreadths. Otherwise, you can't get in and out through such a window. In all these cases, we spoke about a window 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths. That is square. If the window is round, then if the round circle of this window is large enough so that you can fit in a square of 4 by 4 handbreadths, then it's considered as if it were 4 handbreadths squared. Halacha Gimel, if there is a wall between two courtyards, or there's a pile of straw piled up between two courtyards, pochas mi asara tvochim, the height of this wall or the pile of straw is less than 10 hand breadths, ma'arvim eruv echad, ve'ein ma'arvim shnayim. This does not separate the two courtyards. They're considered one courtyard, and they must make one eruv. They cannot make two eruvs. Hoya gavoya asara, if, however, the separation is 10 hand breadths high, or yisr al kein, or more than that, ma'arvim shnei eruvim, they must make two eruvs. Elu la'atzmam ve'elu la'atzmam. This courtyard separately and the other courtyard separately. V'mhoya b'neim sulam mikan v'sulam mikan. If, however, this partition that is between the two courtyards has a ladder on this side and a ladder on the other side, hareihem kepesach, the two ladders together jointly are considered as if they were an entranceway from one to the other, since you can climb up the ladder and go over the wall. V'imrotzu mar v'mechad, and if they desire, they can make one eruv for the two courtyards. V'afilu hoya hasulam zoku v'samach lakeisel, and even if the ladder is not placed in a position where you can climb on it, the ladder is placed directly vertical against the wall. Shareyeni choylem lalizboy, and you cannot climb up such a ladder, achi moshech, unless you pull it away. And the bottom of the ladder is at a distance from the wall. Nevertheless, the presence of the ladder is good enough to permit making a single eruv and carrying from one to the other. And even if the ladder is not long enough, and the top of the ladder does not reach the top of the wall, if there are less than 3 hand breadths between the top of the ladder and the top of the wall, it permits carrying. And if they desired, they can consider it one courtyard and make one eruv. If the wall between the two courtyards is 4 hand breadths thick, v'osu sulam mikan v'sulam mikan, and they make a ladder on one side and a ladder on the other side, afal pisha sulmas meruchokim zeh mizeh, even in this case, the two ladders are at a distance one from the other, since there's a thick wall between them. Nevertheless, imrotzu ma'or v'mechot, if they desire, they can make one eruv here. If the thickness of the wall is not 4 hand breadths, im ein bein hasulmes shlisha, if there is no 3 hand breadths distance between the two ladders, ma'arvim echad, then they are considered one courtyard and they can only make a single eruv. Hoya b'neim shleisha, but if the distance between the two ladders is 3 hand breadths or more, ma'arvim shnayim, then they can consider themselves two courtyards if they so desire, and they can make two eruvim. But certainly, if they want, they can make one eruv. Halacha hey, if there is no ladder here, but bona matseva al gabi matseva betzad hakesel, but he builds a stone platform and another stone platform on top of that to form sort of like steps, just adjoining the wall. Im yesh batachtoina arbo mimayit, if the bottom one has a width of 4 hand breadths mimayit, then it reduces the height of the wall, and the height of the wall is measured only from the top of the platform. Ein batachtoina arbo, if the bottom platform does not have 4 hand breadths, ve'ein beino levenhu al yena shleisha, and between it and the top one there is no distance of 3 hand breadths, then it does, it nevertheless does reduce the height of the wall, and you count the wall from the top of the platform. And if now there are no 10 hand breadths, they can make one eruv if they want. And the same rule will apply to a wooden staircase that was that is portable and was put next to the wall. Halacha vav, if there's a high wall between two courtyards, it's more than 10 hand breadths, and it separates them into two entirely separate courtyards. But there's a sill, there's a protrusion sticking out of the wall in the middle of its height. Then if from the top surface of this projection to the top of the wall there's less than 10 handbreadths, maniach sulam lefnei haziz, he can put a ladder in front of the sill, so now he can carry on the ladder up to that sill, up to that projection, and from the projection to the top of the wall there's less than 10 handbreadths, u'me'arvim echotim ratzu, and they can consider this one courtyard now and make a single eruv if they desire. Avalim hiniach hasulam b'tzad haziz, but if the ladder is put not against the projection, but next to the projection, any memait, this does not reduce the height of the wall. Hoya hakoisel gavoya tisha asa tvachim, if the wall is 19 handbreadths high, not 20, moitzi ziz echot beemtza, he can put one projection sticking out in the middle of its height, ume'arvim echot imratzu, and if they desire, they can now make one single eruv, sharei min aziz atahoretz poches miasara, because from the projection to the ground is less than 10 handbreadths, umin aziz and from the upper surface of the projection to the top of the wall is also less than 10 handbreadths. If the wall is 20 handbreadths high, but it's less than 30, you need now two such projections. And one projection should not be directly above the other. And this is made in such a way that between the lower projection and the ground there's less than 10 handbreadths. And between the upper projection and the top of the wall there's less than 10 handbreadths. And you can place a ladder in between the two projections. And if they want, they can now make a single Erev. And the reason that the two projections cannot be one above the other is so that you can put a ladder from one projection to the other. Halochat Zayin, Dekel Shechotchoi, a date tree that one cut down, V'somchoi al Rish HaKoysel V'al Haaretz, and he placed it against the wall, leaning one end on the top of the wall and one end on the ground, so that one could climb up this cut down trunk of a date tree. Marvim echad imratzu, if they desire, they can make a single eruv, even though this is sitting here loose. Vein sarich lekavi bebinyan, it need not be made into a permanent structure, but even just lying against the wall, because since it's very heavy, it will not move from the place. Vechein asulam kovdei kiveya, and similarly, if there's a ladder there, we did not say that the ladder has to be fixed in place. The weight of the ladder fixes it in place. Vein tzorich lechabri bebinyan, it need not be put there in a permanent construction. Hoyu kashim mavdilin beit shnei hachatzeres, if there are piles of straw 10 handbreadths high that separate the two courtyards, vesula mikan, and there is a ladder leaning against it on one side and a ladder on the other side, ein ma'arvim echad, this is not good enough, and you cannot make a single eruv here. Even though with a wall it would be permitted, sharein ein kaf haregel oila besulam, because a person's foot cannot climb up such a ladder, because the ladder does not have anything to lean on. The ladder stands in position only because the ladder is light enough, but when he starts climbing on it, the weight will cause it to collapse and fall down into the straw. If there's a ladder in the middle and there is a pile of straw on one side and a pile of straw on the other side, and the ladder is supported on something else in the middle, if they desire, they can make two eruvs, and if they desire, they can make one. Halacha ches, hoya ilan b'tzad ha-kesel, Vaso sulam la kesel, if there's a tree, not a cut down tree, but a tree that's still planted in the ground, and the tree is next to the wall, vaso sulam la kesel, and they use the tree like a ladder, they climb up the tree in order to get over the wall, imratzu ma'arvim echod, if they desire, they can nevertheless make one eruv here, even though it's forbidden to climb up the tree, and therefore the tree cannot actually be used. We learned in Hilchos Shabbos that it's forbidden to climb on a tree on Shabbos, so they cannot use the tree to climb over the wall. Nevertheless, hoyil ve'isur shvus hu shagarim lo shalo yale bo'ilon. Since it's only by rabbinical decree that causes them to be forbidden to climb up on this tree, Therefore, it is considered good enough, and they can make it into one courtyard and make a single Erev. Osa Asheda Sulam LaKoisel. However, if an Asheda, a tree that was worshipped as an idol, was used Sulam LaKoisel as a ladder to climb up to the wall, Ein Ma'ar V'mechod. Now they cannot make a single Erev here, Vibnesha Osa Lali Salah Minateira, because it is by Torah law that it's forbidden to climb up this tree. Sharehi asura banoi, because such a tree that was worshipped as an idol, one may not derive any benefit at all from it by Torah law. Halochetes, koisel shagavoya asura. If a wall is 10 handbreadths high and separates the two courtyards, ubole matoy, and he wants to make the height of the courtyard less, kedei la'orev eruv echod, in order to permit them to make a single eruv for the two courtyards, im yesh ba'orech ha'miut arbo tfochim, he is reducing the height of the wall by piling up earth next to the wall, so that the wall above this piled up earth will be less than 10 handbreadths. Then if the length of the place where he made this pile of earth to reduce the height is at least 4 handbreadths wide, so that it's convenient to climb up there and stand down there and go over the wall, they can make a single Erev here. If on one side he demolished part of the wall, and on that side the wall is now less than 10 handbreadths high, but on the other side it is 10 handbreadths high. Now, in any case, we still have a wall that's 10 handbreadths high, and they have to make separate eruvs, but on one side they have a surface of a wall, an upper surface of a wall less than 10 handbreadths high, and from the other side they have the 10 handbreadth high surface. The shorter side, belongs exclusively to the courtyard on that side, and only they can carry from the top of the wall on that side to the courtyard and vice versa. But the rest of the wall that is high, that belongs between the two courtyards. If there is a wall that's 10 handbreadths high and a breach is broken through that wall, im hoisa hapirza ad eser ames, if this breach that's broken through is up to 10 cubits, ma'arvim shnei eruvim, they can make two Erevs, two separate Erevs, v'imrotzu marvim echad, and if they desire, they can make one Erev, v'pnei shehi kepesach, because such a breach that's broken through the wall is considered like an entranceway, like a doorway, and therefore, if you have two courtyards with a doorway between them, you can consider them to be two, or you can consider them to be one. Hoysa yesa mi'asora. However, if the width of this breach is more than ten cubits, ma'arvim eruv echad. This should actually say hoysa yosa mi'eser. It is more than 10 cubits. Ma'arvim eruv echad. Ve'ein ma'arvim shnei eruvim. Then this is considered as if the wall had been demolished. It cannot be considered merely a passageway, since it's more than 10 cubits wide, and they must make one Eruv, they cannot make two Eruvs. Halochi Yudalev, hoysa ha-pirza p'chusa me'eser, if the breach in the wall is less than 10 cubits, ubala ha-shlima li-yoyse me'eser, and he wants to make it more than 10 cubits wide, choykik ba-kaisel, goyva asaret fochem, he digs out part of the wall up to a height of 10 handbreadths, umar v'meiruv echon, and they can make one eruv, and here they must make one eruv, v'yibo lifreitz l'chatchila, if however to begin with, he wants to break open the wall so that they can make a single eruv here, then he has to make the pizza yosemasa bechola kesel. If he wants to make a breach of more than 10 cubits in the entire width of the wall, Tzarech liya is goyva hapitza malaykei masay. Now here, in a case where it was not automatically broken, and he wants to make it bigger than 10 cubits, but he's first opening this opening in the wall, he has to make it 10 cubits wide, the full height of the wall. Halacha yud beis. Choretz shebein shtei chatzeiris. If the two courtyards are separated not by a wall but by a ditch, some depression in the ground, there's such a depression or ditch in the ground between two courtyards, omikasor v'rochev arba, it is 10 handbreadths deep and 4 handbreadths wide, or yose, or more than this, ma'arvim shnei eruvim, they make two separate eruvs, pochas mikan, if it's less than this, ma'arvim echad v'ein ma'arvim shnayim, they make a single eruv, they do not make two, v'yemiyet omkoi v'ofer oibitzroiris. If he wants to reduce the depth of the ditch in order to allow them to make a single eruv, and he did so by putting earth or pebbles in there, ma'arvim echad vein ma'arvim shnayim, they make a single eruv and not two eruvs, shestam ofer tzoris b'choretz mevutalim heim, because the earth and the pebbles that were put into that ditch are considered to be as if they were insignificant and nullified there, and they are become just like the earth here, since he is not going to remove them from there. But if he filled it up with straw or stubble, which can still be removed from there and fed to animals, they do not reduce the depth of the ditch, achiyavatl, unless he specifically declares that he nullifies them from and leaves them there, and he's not going to take them. Halacha yud gimel v'chein emiyat erach beiluach oy bekona. Similarly, if he wants to reduce the width of the ditch by putting some sort of a board in there or a stick, shehoshitei ba'oyrech kol hachoritz, and he put it in there along the entire length of the ditch, ma'arvim echad bein ma'arvim shnayim, they make a single eruv and not two, v'chol hadova hanitel b'shabbos, however if they put in there not a board or a stick but something that can be handled on Shabbos that is not muktzah, kegoin hasal, like a basket, vaseifel, or some sort of a cup, ein mematim boy, this does not reduce the width of the ditch, since they can remove it on Shabbos. Elim kein chibrei ba'oretz chibur sheyevshe l'shomtei ad sheyachper bedeker, unless it was fixed into the ground, fastened in such a way that it could not be removed without doing malach. It could not be removed from there without digging in there with a hoe. Halacha yudalit nosan luach sherochav arba tfochim al reichav hachoritz, if he took a board that is 4 handbreadths wide and put it across the width of the ditch so that the board now forms a bridge across it, ma'arvim echad, they make a single eruv, v'yibratzu ma'arvim shnei eruv, and if they desire they can make two eruvs, v'cheid shnei gzuz troi zu keneged zu. Similarly, if you have two houses and there's a balcony in front of the upper story, and the two balconies are one opposite the other, if you stick out a board 4 handbreadths wide, going from one balcony to the other, the two houses can make a single eruv. That is, each house has the upper story tenant and the lower story tenant and needs an eruv. The two houses can make all one eruv if they want. And if they want, they can make two eruvs. In this house, the upper and lower story make by themselves an eruv, and in the other house, the upper and lower story make their own eruv. If the two balconies are one opposite the other, but they are not exactly the same height, one is higher than the other, then if the difference in their heights is less than 3 handbreadths, since the two porches are adjoining, and they're only separated by their levels, and the level that separates them is less than 10 handbreadths, they are like a single porch.
U'ma'arvim echad, and they can make one Erev. V'yesh b'neim shleisha yoyser, however, if the distance, the difference in their heights is more than, is three henbets or more, ma'arvim shnayim, then they make two separate Erevs, elu latzma ve'elu latzma. On this house they make their own, and the other house makes their own. Halacha tezvav. Koysel shebein shnei chatzeir shehu rochev arba, v'hoya gavoya asora tvachim. If there is a wall that separates two courtyards, and it's four handbreadths thick, and its height is 10 handbreadths, mechosezu, and when counted from one of the courtyards, there is a height of 10 handbreadths, v'shova l'karke chotzeshnia, but it's like a retaining wall, and the two courtyards are at different levels, and there's like a retaining wall, and from one courtyard the wall is 10 handbreadths high, but from the other courtyard the wall is level with the ground. Now they cannot make a single Erev here, and the width of the wall, the thickness of the wall, is considered to be part of the courtyard, which it's the same level as the courtyard, and it's considered part of their courtyard, that they can carry from their courtyard to the top of the wall, and from the top of the wall to their courtyard. The people in the other courtyard, however, cannot carry to the top of the wall. Why is the wall considered to belong to the courtyard on which it's the same level? Because it's easy for the people of that courtyard to use the top of the wall, since it's on the level of the ground, and it's difficult for the people on the other courtyard from which it's raised to use that wall. And therefore we consider the wall to belong to the people who can more easily use it. Similarly, if there's a ditch between two courtyards, and it's 10 handbreadths deep from one side, at the same level as the ground of the other courtyard, the width of the thickness of this ditch is considered to belong to the courtyard on which it's the same level, because it's easy for these people to use it, and it's harder for the other ones to use it since they have to bend all the way down, and therefore it's considered to belong to the people who can more easily use it. If we have a wall between two courtyards and it's not on a level with either one of them, but it's higher from one courtyard, the top of the wall is lower than one of the courtyards, and it's high, it's lower than the upper courtyard, and it's higher than the lower courtyard, and therefore the people of the upper courtyard can only use the thickness of the wall by hanging things down to the wall, by reaching down, and the people in the lower courtyard can only use the thickness of the wall by throwing things up to the wall. By both of them are forbidden to use this wall, unless by some means the two courtyards make a single Erev. But if they did not make a single Erev between the two courtyards, then then it's forbidden to carry in something from the thickness of this wall into the houses of either courtyard, and you may not carry out from the houses to the thickness of the wall. Halacha Yud Zayin, Shnei Batim Shebineim Churba Shehirushus Hayochid. If there are two houses that are not joined by a courtyard, but between the two houses there is a ruined house, a house that's partially collapsed,
and nevertheless the walls around that collapsed house are standing sufficiently to make it a private domain, if this ruined house is situated in such a way that both of the people in the two houses can use that house for storage by throwing things from one to the from their house to the ruined house, then this house in the middle, which can conveniently be used by the two private houses, it combines the two private houses, and therefore they forbid one the other unless they make an eruv. However, if only one of the house owners is able to use the ruined house conveniently by throwing things into it, but the other one cannot conveniently throw things into there, because it is at a lower level than his house, then the one who can conveniently use it, he can use it by throwing things into it without making any eruv, because it is considered his territory, and the other one is forbidden to use it, and he does not forbid the first one. Since he cannot conveniently use it, his presence is disregarded. Here, halacha yudches, kol gagis ha'ir, all the roofs of the city, afal pisha zegovei vezen nomuch, even though they're not all on the same level, some roofs are higher and some are a little lower, im kol chatzedis v'im kol ha'karpifis, and these roofs, together with all the courtyards of the city, and all the enclosed places, shehukfu shaloi v'shem dira, that were enclosed not for dwelling purposes, she'ein laha b'chol echot mehem yesal beisosayim, and these enclosed places, each has no greater than 5,000 square cubits. We discussed such places in chapter 16 of Hilchos Shabbos. Im ovi haksolim shebein achatzedes, all these places, that is the roofs and the courtyards, and the enclosed places, and the thickness of the walls between the courtyards, along with all the alleyways that have upright or horizontal boards there to permit carrying, kulam rishus achasim, they are all considered to be one territory, umetaltalim b'chulam b'lei eruv, and you can carry everywhere in these places without an eruv. Kelim sheshavsu b'seicham, you can only carry there containers, utensils, items, tools that were there at the beginning of Shabbos, but you cannot carry there things that were utensils that were inside the houses. You cannot carry them out of the houses into these places, unless there is an Eruv to permit it. Halacha yutes, keitzad, how do we apply this rule? For example, kli sheshavas b'seicha chotzer, a utensil that was inside a courtyard when Shabbos began, bein ervu anshe chotzer bein loy ervu, regardless of whether the people of that courtyard joined in an Eruv with other courtyards or not, mutar lahaloisi minachotze legag, it's permitted to carry that utensil that was in the courtyard up from the courtyard to one of the roofs, or to the top of the wall, and from that roof you can hand it over to another roof that's nearby, even if that other roof was somewhat higher or somewhat lower than this roof, and from that second roof you can hand it down into a second courtyard, and from that second courtyard to a third roof, that's in a third courtyard, and from the roof there of the third house you can hand it down to the alleyway, and from that alleyway into a fourth roof that's somewhere else, and even if you continue passing it from place to place, and it is moved throughout the entire city, and it's moved through the roofs and the courtyards, or through the roofs and the enclosed places, or through the courtyards and these enclosed places, or combinations of all three of such places, mizel azeh, you move it from one place to another, and from the second to a third place, This is all permitted. However, this is permitted so long as one does not go with this utensil into one of the houses. To go into one of the houses is forbidden, since there is no Eruv. Unless all the people of all these places through which the utensil passed were joined together in one single Eruv. The same law applies if at the beginning of Shabbos the utensil was resting in one of the houses, and he took it out from the house into a courtyard where he was permitted to do so because there was an Eruv in that courtyard. He cannot move it to another courtyard, or legag acher, or to another roof, or lerosh hakoisel, or to the top of a wall, or lekarpif, or to one of the enclosed places. Elim kein erbu anshi kol amekimis shemavir b'hem klize eruv echad. Unless all the people of all these places through which this utensil is being passed joined themselves together by making a single eruv. Halacha chavalav boyer shebein shteichat seiris. If there is a well that is between two courtyards, in a narrow place between two courtyards, ein mamalim mimenu b'Shabbos. You cannot draw up water from such a well on Shabbos. Elim kein osuloi mechitza gvoya asara tvachim, unless they made a partition across the well that's 10 handbreadths high, so that each side, each courtyard on each side, will draw up water only from its own side of the well, where it has the property rights, but they will not be drawing up water from a commonly owned well. Where do you put this partition? Either you can put the partition above the water, and if you put the partition above the water, at least the lower handbreadth of the partition has to be sticking into the water. Or the other way, if you put the partition down into the water, at breath of it has to be sticking up above the water, so that in either case there will be partitions both above the water and in the water, and it will be clearly obvious that the two sides, the two property rights on either side of the well, have been divided one from the other. Similarly, if you put not a partition sticking down into the well, but they put across the mouth of the well a board, 4 handbreadths wide, and that divides the top of the well into two halves. So from this courtyard you can draw up water from this side of the board, and then the other courtyard draws up water from the other side. And the board that sticks across the water is imagined to separate portion that belongs to this side from the portion that belongs to that side. And even though the board only covers the across the top and there's nothing dividing the water, and even though the water is all mixed together below, nevertheless it's permitted. This is a case where the sages were lenient, since water is in any case a karmelis, as we learned in Hilchus Shabbos, and the whole prohibition of carrying there at a body of water is only by rabbinical decree. Therefore, since it's by rabbinical decree, the sages in this case were lenient. If there is a spring of water that's in the middle of a narrow pathway between the walls of two courtyards that are next to each other, even though the spring is not immediately next to either one of the walls, it's 4 handbreadths away from one wall and 4 handbreadths away from the other wall. Nevertheless, both courtyards can draw up water from this spring, and they do not need to stick out boards from their walls over the water. Because since they are not going out and carrying water from the ground into their courtyard,
courtyards, but they are drawing up from in the air, and the only common place that they have here that they use is the air above the spring. They do not forbid one the other, and there's no need for an Erev here, and they each one is permitted to draw up water. If there are two courtyards that are adjoining each other, and one is smaller and one is larger, and in the common wall between the smaller and the larger, the wall was broken open while it was still daytime on Friday, that is before Shabbos, and it was broken open so that now the smaller courtyard has no wall on that side separating it from the larger courtyard, but the larger courtyard does have the wall on either side that separates it from the smaller courtyard. The people in the larger courtyard can make an Erev by themselves, and they can carry their Sharidishalab, because still, since they still have the walls on the two sides of the opening, on this side and on that side, they can consider themselves as a separate courtyard from the smaller one, and they can carry there with their own Erev. However, the people in the smaller courtyard are not allowed to carry between their houses and their smaller courtyard, even if they made their own Erev. It can only carry if they made a single Erev together with the people of the larger one. Because as far as the small courtyard is concerned, the people who are in the larger courtyard are also living together with them, since they see no partition between themselves and the large courtyard. But as far as the people who live in the larger courtyard are concerned, the people who live in the smaller courtyard do not forbid them to carry if they made their own separate Eruv, since they do not have to consider the people in the smaller courtyard as living with them, since they have walls between them and the smaller courtyard. Two courtyards that made a single Erev through the doorway between them, or through a window, and the doorway or the window became sealed up on Shabbos. If had this been done before Shabbos, they would not be able to make a single Eruv here, since they would be separated. But nevertheless, now, since at the beginning of Shabbos they were permitted, they continue to be permitted to carry in their separate courtyards. Hoyl v'hutra b'kse Shabbos, because since they were permitted at the beginning of Shabbos, hutra kula, they remain permitted for the rest of Shabbos. V'chein shtei chatzeir sh'er v'zula atzma. Similarly, if there are two separate courtyards that made separate Eruvs, this one on their own and the other one on their own, and the wall between them fell on Shabbos. It fell down on Shabbos and joined them together. This side still remains permitted to carry by themselves, even though had the wall fallen down before Shabbos, they would not be permitted, because they would have had to make a single Eruv. But here they remain permitted to carry by themselves, and they can carry out from their houses and carry in the courtyard until the place where the original partition had been, the Elu Metaltlam Kein Adikar Mechitza, and the other side also can carry up to the place where the original partition had been. Hoyel v'hutra b'kse Shabbos hutra kula. Since they were permitted to carry at the beginning of Shabbos, they remain permitted to carry the entire Shabbos. The Afal Pi Sheni Toisvu Hadiyodim, and even though each courtyard had been separate, now it's joined together and it has more inhabitants. Nevertheless, new tenants who arrived on Shabbos and had not joined in the Eruv do not forbid the people who were already there and had an Eruv. In the case where the window had been sealed up, or the doorway had been sealed up, and now they have become separate courtyards, but they're nevertheless permitted to carry in their own courtyard. So if the window was reopened, or the doorway was reopened on Shabbos by someone who didn't know it's forbidden, or the Goyim did it on their own without consulting the Jews here, they remain now again permitted to carry from one courtyard to the other. Similarly, if there are two ships that were tied one to the other, other, the ervu, and they made an eruv between them, the nipsko of it, and then the ropes broke and they were separated. Also, the talkum mizulazu, they remain permitted to carry in each in his own ship, but they can no longer carry from one to the other. Vafilu hayu mukofes mechitza, even if they were surrounded by a wall. Chazu v'nikshu b'shoigig, if they were tied together again by someone who did not know it was forbidden. Chazu l'teirav, they once again become permitted to carry from one ship to the other. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 4.